And I'm sure that each of our moms today face their own set of issues. But the question remains, in light of all that the context of your life sits in light of all the issues that you have to deal with, I'm asking again, how are you doing?
Planting churches, preparing leaders, proclaiming the gospel till the whole world hears. Welcome to a special edition of the Grand Old Gospel Hour.
Second Kings chapter 4, and if you keep the text open in front of you during this message, I think that you'll get a little bit out of it. But at the end of this story where the son dies and she lays it on Elisha's bed and runs and goes seeking his help through his servant. And the question in verse 26 still rings in my ears, and it is it well with you? Is it well with you? And so on this Mother's Day, as we think about our moms and we think about our families, the question that I want to ask us all is it well with you? How are you doing today? Somebody said, fine. I think that's the question that all of us need to come to grips with. Is it well? You know, we sing that song, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. And in the middle of our lives and in the middle of the circumstances that we face, that question rings out. And sometimes the answer changes from day to day and circumstance to circumstance. But I want to ask you today, is it well on this Mother's Day? The prophet Elijah sent his servant to this woman from Shunem because he knew the problems that she faced in her family. And he was concerned about her and how her family was doing. And so he asked this question. And the first question that I want to ask, it has to do with moms directly. Considering the enormous task that's given to mothers and the unrealistic expectations that we have with our moms, how are you doing today? Is it well with you as a mother? If the mothers in a society fail, then society fails. So moms, we need you to succeed. We need you to do well. William Ross Wallace wrote that the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. And so the future of our society, the future of our communities, the future of the church, really in a very real way, rests in the hands of our mothers. This woman in 2 Kings chapter 4 is a woman who knows what it was like to manage resources. She is presented as a prominent woman, a woman of means. And she no doubt was able to budget for her family, and she made major decisions for her family. She was the one who told her husband, why don't we make a prophet's chamber in the house where the prophet could come by and stay at their house. She was the one who knew also what it was like to suffer even death in her family with her son. And you know what? There are some women and some men, some children who would collapse under that kind of pressure. Many indeed fall into despair with the kind of pressure that this woman faced. And I'm sure that each of our moms today face their own set of issues. If we had time to go up and down the pews and around the sanctuary and hear everybody's story, I'm sure that we all face challenges in life. We all have issues that we have to deal with. But the question remains, in light of all that the context of your life sits in light of all the issues that you have to deal with, I'm asking again, how are you doing? Is it well with you? Is it well with your soul? And so I'm sure that that even the answer to that may be different for different ones of you. But notice that this mom, she found strength and resources to face the challenges of life by making room in her life for God and his people. She opened her house to be a place to serve the Lord and the Lord's people. She opened up her resources and all that she had. And the result of her hospitality was that she was blessed with the miracle of healing for her family. There's a lesson in that for us today. We need to present our bodies, present our resources, present our homes, present our time, present our skills and abilities to God. And the blessing is that as we give to God, we will realize that good and acceptable and perfect will of God in our lives, and it will be well with your soul. You know, I believe that there's some of us that go through circumstances in our lives, and life seems so dark, we don't see how in the world we would ever get through. How in the world we would ever make sense out of it. How in the world we could ever find success in that. But I want to tell you that when you give it to God, no matter what the circumstance is, there's a blessing in that for you. And so, moms, if it's not well with you, then give everything that you have and everything that you are, give it to the Lord. But you know, I'm not just talking about moms now, because I have another question. Mom, is it well with your husband? Is it well with your husband? Verses 18 and 19 are very interesting. It says, let's start at verse 17 for the context. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her, and the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said to his father, "My head, my head." So he said to a servant, "Carry him to his mother." Now, I need you to get what's going on here. Here's this little boy wants to spend some time with his dad. He goes out into the field where his father is working. And it was a little bit too much for him with the heat of the day. He starts to get a headache. He ends up fainting in the middle of the field. So what does the father do? Calls his servant, said, "Take him to his mother." Now, I am, you know, I'm just as guilty as anybody else with that old, you know, saying, "Go ask your mother. Take the problem to mommy." Am I alone in that? You know, get the problem out of here. Take it to mommy. And you know what? I think that while that is a common refrain in a lot of our families, we need men who will stand up and take on their responsibility and deal with the issues in the house. Is it well with your husband? You know, I have complete admiration for single moms who bear the load of maintaining the family all by themselves. And so unfortunately, when that happens, many a child has fallen through the cracks. And unfortunately, we have tragedies in our homes because there's no dad there to pick up those God-given responsibilities. Even in the best situation, when dad is engaged, you still will find a child that will lose his way. Much more when dad is not being the head of the family, the results can be disastrous. And unfortunately, in our society, it's not even just a matter of dad saying, "Go take the problem to mommy." Dad's not even around. In so many of our homes, there is no dad around. And so the problem is just even that much worse. Notice what takes place in verse 18 as the boy desires to spend time with his father and gets sick. That he just shoves his responsibility and doesn't handle it himself. It's a common thing. The joke is that on Mother's Day, a mother was in the kitchen cleaning the dishes after dinner. So the father comes in and says, "You shouldn't be cleaning the dishes and doing dishes on Mother's Day." So hearing that, she takes the rag and the apron off. She's ready to hand it to him, thinking he's volunteering to do the dishes. And what he ends up saying is, "That can wait till tomorrow." You know, we need men who will pick up the ball and run with it. But we need men who will assume the responsibility. You know, the problem is that I believe that a lot of us as men, we have the wrong idea of what it means to be the head of the house. You see, the head of the house does not mean that now you get to be the boss. The head of the house, that word kathale that's in the Greek has to do with like just like the head on your body. The head of the house has that protective role. It's that role that takes responsibility for what goes on. It is not that the head of the house gets to be the dictator. It is that the head of the house is dictated to by the welfare of the family. Oh, you didn't get that. That went right over your head. The head of the house is actually the person who assumes responsibility for what goes on and so is therefore dictated to by the needs of the family and assumes a responsibility to meet those needs. Now, I'm talking to myself too. Because we need to put ourselves in a position where we are assuming that responsibility. Now, you know, if you have that kind of head, then you don't mind falling under that kind of head. Unfortunately, we don't have too often that kind of head operating in the house. You know, our idea of head is, let me come in, sit on my big boy, get me my iced tea, and, you know, provide for all my needs. But it's not about being the head that's being served. It's about the head that is doing the serving and serving the needs of the family. And so if mom is going to be doing well, then her husband will have to be that kind of head of the house and be willing to accept responsibility for the welfare of both mother and children. The problem is that we don't see that too often. Some of us are rebellious servants of our families. We want to be kings of our own castle. Am I right about it? We want to be dictators rather than be dictated to. And so I ask again, Mom, is it well with your husband? I ask that everybody here except Carol. Some of us don't want to hear the truth. Amen. And finally, is it well with your child? Is it well with your child? See if I can get this to go. Maybe you might have to do that in the back. This mother was, like most other mothers, deeply concerned with the welfare of her children. And notice that they brought the child to his mother, and he sat in her lap till noon and died while he was in her lap. Look at verse 21. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him, and went out. And I need to get to the verse right before that. Verse 20, when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And then she went up and laid him on the bed of Elisha. And so notice that they brought the child to his mother and he sat in her lap and ended up dying in her lap. While there was nothing more that she could humanly do, she turned the situation over to God by laying the child on the prophet's bed. It was symbolically giving that problem over to God. She had done all that she could do for her child, and she released him into God's hands. Sometimes when you have done all that you can do, you just need to lay that person, lay that situation, lay that circumstance down before the Lord. You know, I like that song, after you've done all that you can do, just stand. And that's what this mother exemplifies. Don't stand on your own. Don't stand in your own energy and your own wisdom, but stand having given it over to God. And so then, is it well with your child? You know, I suggest that we don't wait for your child to be in desperate straits before we turn him over to God. Don't wait for some special occasion. You know, the father asks in verse 23, why are we going to see the prophet? It's not a new moon. It's not the Sabbath. Why are we going to church today? Is it Christmas or Easter? Is it some special occasion? And I'm suggesting let's not wait for some special occasion before we bring the family and the needs to God. You don't need to wait till Easter again comes around before you come to God and come to church. Let's bring our children. Let's bring our situations. Let's bring our problems and give them over to God. Bring your children and your family to church for every need and for every occasion. You know, sometimes there are some families, and again, I like to say, I'm sure it's not any of you all, but if the shoe fits, that we just wait until some tragic thing happens or some special occasion comes by, and then we find ourselves in the Lord's house. But we need to make sure that we are constantly keeping ourselves amongst God's people and in his presence. We bring them to church for baptism and marriage, maybe Christmas and Easter. Maybe even they show up for Mother's Day. But we simply don't see what difference God will make in our lives, much less the lives of our children. Now, let's get honest for a minute. There are too many of us who live our lives with no sense of awareness of the difference that God will make in our lives. It's all about how hard I work. It's all about how much education I have. It's all about how much money I have in the bank. It's all about what I can do. And there's no sense of realization that every breath that I take depends on God. Amen. There's no sense in our awareness on a day-to-day basis that we need God to bless us. And I want to suggest today that you're not going to give your life to God. You're not going to come to him with the needs that you have in your family and in your relationships until you get that realization that God still sits on the throne in heaven and he impacts every area of our lives. Somebody needs to say amen. And here's the problem. Some of us we're hearing that and it's in one ear and out the other. And tomorrow morning, we're going to pick up ourselves and live just like we did last Monday and forget all about God. And he has no bearing on the decisions that we make, the things that we do. Is it well with your child? The most important aspect of the welfare of mom, dad, and children is our spiritual welfare. And so, mom, if things are not well with you, then follow the example of this Shunammite woman. And look at verse 24. It says in verse 24, she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, "Drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you." Wow, I like that. There's an example that we should follow. What she's saying is, make it a priority to move forward in your encounter with God. Make it a priority to make tomorrow a little closer with God than it was yesterday. Let's make it a priority to move forward in our connection with God, in our daily spending time with him. Notice that she was determined not to slacken the pace. She was determined not to fall back. She was determined to push her and her family forward. She didn't want to get distracted by other issues in her life. She needed God. She needed a miracle. She needed God's intervention in her family. And she wasn't going to let anything, no high water, no low water, no lack of money, no job situation, nothing else was going to stop her from moving forward in her relationship with God.
Stay right there. Dr. Hart will return with the close of today's teaching in just a moment. Right now, we have an offer you will not want to miss. This is a must-have booklet to add to your spiritual library. It's called How to Pray. The booklet addresses many of the most common questions about prayer and will encourage you as a child of your Heavenly Father to confidently confide in Him. Anchored firmly in the Scriptures, these pages include very practical suggestions designed to help you pray more often and with more confidence as you weave prayer more tightly into the fabric of your daily life. If you'd like a free copy, contact our office at GOGF Ministries, 158 East Main Street, Lansdale, PA 19446. You can reach us by phone at 215-361-8111. Our web address is www.gogfministries.org. Here's Dr. Hart again with the close of today's message.
And I was in a counseling session yesterday. And one of the things we were talking about was how easy it is for us to get distracted and sidetracked away from the things of God. And let's be honest, it happens to all of us. You know, there's some things we say is, well, this is justifiable. But let me tell you something. There's nothing justifiable about you slacking up with God. It needs to be a priority in all of our lives. And if we're going to say on this Mother's Day that we are doing well, then we need to keep pushing forward. We need to not slacken the pace. We need to drive our relationship with God forward. We need to get with Him daily. Around the throne of grace. We need to see God meet us in a special way. You know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, He's right there in the midst. And we need to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together with Him. That means dads, daughters, sons, even single people, we need to gather together around the throne of grace and intervene for each other. Hold each other up. Meet the needs that are around us. Make sure that we are all well spiritually and physically and emotionally and relationally. We all fall short. We all mess up. We all have needs. But if we stay together and we move together toward God and our relationship with him, then we can say, like the songwriter, it is well with my soul. It doesn't mean all your problems are going to be solved. Doesn't mean there won't be situations in your life. But it means as you move forward with God, you can see how all that gets worked out. Amen? I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. I know this was a bit of a challenging message today, but if we can say it is well, then it means that we've got to face the difficult questions. And I wonder if in just a moment of prayer, just a moment of quietness, just between you and God, if you can say like this Shunammite woman, let's move forward. Let's not slacken the pace. Let's hasten to God's man. Let's hasten to the throne of grace. Let's stay close to him. I wonder if there's somebody here who could make that commitment between you and the Lord. With all that's going on in your life, you might be in the middle of a storm right now. I don't know. But with all that's going on in your life, keep your sails pointed. Gracious Heavenly Father, again, we bow before you. We confess and we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings. We want you to be Lord in our lives. Lord, help us not to stand in our own strength. Help us to recognize who you are and who you can be to us. Help us to be able to say that it is, in fact, well with us. And Lord, again, for every mom that's here, for every dad that's here, for every child, daughter that's here, Lord, may we find ourselves well before God.
It is our prayer that this broadcast be a blessing to you and equips you to fight the good fight of faith. Remember to send us your prayer requests and don't forget our offer for this month, the booklet, How to Pray. You can contact us at GOGF Ministries, 158 East Main Street, Lansdale, PA 19446. You can reach us by phone at 215-361-8111. Our web address is www.gogfministries.org. For Dr. Tony Hart, our producer, Pastor Sam Butler, and all of us here at the GOGF, I'm Sheila King, reminding you that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.